Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and Saint Catherine of Alexandria. Saint Catherine of the Wheel, great martyr, one of the 14 holy helpers, pray for us. A prayer from St. Catherine. Almighty, ever-living God, who gave St. Catherine of Alexandria to your people as a virgin and an invincible martyr, grant that through her intercession we may be strengthened in faith and constancy and spend ourselves without reserve for the unity of the Church. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Catherine was a beautiful Egyptian girl, and the golden legend specifies that she was the daughter of King Kafka. Orphaned her at a very young age. Lord Jesus Christ, my God, I thank you for having firmly set my feet on the rock of the faith and directed my steps on the pathway of salvation. Open now your arms, wounded on the cross, to receive my soul, which I offer in sacrifice to the glory of your holy name. Lord, help us to bring Christ to all those in the world who are so in need of him. Those are words coming from Saint Catherine of Alexandria. Glorious Saint Catherine, virgin and martyr, help us to imitate your love of purity. Give us strength and courage in fighting off the temptations of the world and evil desires. Help us to love God with our whole heart and serve him faithfully. O Saint Catherine, through your glorious martyrdom for the love of Christ, help us to be loyal to our faith and our God as long as I live. Amen. The Roman Empire during the time of Saint Catherine of Alexandria was ruled by power and an evil Roman Emperor Diocletian from 284 to 305. Diocletian expanded the influence of the Roman Empire, creating a bureaucracy that became a swamp of corruption. In 303 AD, the Diocletian persecution is remembered as the last of the 10 Roman persecutions. It was the most cruelest persecution of Christians in history. This was the environment that St. Catherine of Alexandria had lived her life. She was born in Alexandria, Egypt, around 287 AD, of noble birth. Her father was ruling governor of Alexandria, giving St. Catherine the best education and traditionally believed to be a princess. When St. Catherine was 14 years old, when suitors first began asking for her hand in marriage, the one-time princess vowed that he would be the most richly endowed young man, even more than herself. This young man would also have to be a noble with greater rank than her own. And he would have to be the most handsome prince in the land. The locals became disheartened. None of them came close to fulfilling Catherine's expectations. One day a hermit who lived in the surrounding desert came knocking on her door, asking to see Catherine, who at first was surprised to see such a sight. Perhaps her curiosity had the best of her, as she met with the older man, claiming that he had a message for her from the most noblest of them all, that the Queen of Heaven sent him to her with the message that her divine son was the spouse she desired. Before leaving, the hermit gave a painting of Jesus and Mary to Catherine, who upon gazing on the face of Jesus, she fell in love with this most noble man. This image of Jesus consumed Catherine's imagination until one night the Queen of Heaven appeared to her in a dream, accompanied into a church sanctuary. Angels greeted her as she fell face down before the sanctuary. The angelic presence instructed her, "Rise, dear sister Catherine, for the King of Glory delighteth to honor you." Upon rising, Catherine followed the angels to the presence of the Virgin Mary, the Queen of Heaven. The whole surrounding was the most amazing thing. The Queen of Heaven, surrounded by the angels. After being welcomed by the Virgin Mary, Catherine was led to Jesus. But he turned from her, saying, "She is not fair and beautiful enough for me." With that, the vision was gone, leaving Catherine weeping bitterly through the night. Catherine sent for the hermit, whom she asked what would make her worthy of Jesus as her heavenly bridegroom. The hermit instructed her into the one true Catholic faith, who baptized both Catherine and her mother. The night of her baptism, the Virgin Mary appears to Catherine once again. This time, Jesus says to her, "Behold, she has been regenerated in the water of baptism." And with this, Jesus smiled at Catherine, placing a ring on her finger, and this ring she wore the rest of her life. The Emperor Vincentius began a horrifying persecution of Christians that led St. Catherine to approach him, denouncing his cruelty. The Emperor attempted to have his top 50 known philosophers and speakers debate her, but none could compete with the power of the Holy Spirit. who began converting the very speakers and philosophers sent to her. The emperor then ordered St. Catherine to be imprisoned, to be tortured, which only deepened her resolve to follow Christ. To make matters worse for the emperor, his own wife, Valeria Maximilla, was converted along with 200 more people visiting her. Maxentius deposed his own wife as word was sent out that he executed his wife, but later, at the Battle of the Milvian Bridge in 312, Valeria was present with Maxentius. Finally, when all Maxentius' attempts failed to convince the beautiful Catherine to abandon the Catholic faith, attempted to marry her himself, but he was refused, saying that she was married to Jesus Christ and that her virginity was dedicated to him. With this reaction, Maxentius ordered Catherine to be executed on a breaking wheel. This torture places the limbs of a person threading the spokes of the wheel, ultimately shattering the bones with a heavy rod. It was brutal, slow, and painful, normally reserved to the worst criminals. When St. Catherine was brought before the wheel, she touched the wheel, causing the wheel to shatter. The wheel was consumed by fire, and the fragments flying around, killing the executioners and many spectators, leading to more conversions. Unable to use the wheel of torture, Maxentius ordered for Catherine to be beheaded. The sentence was carried into effect on November 25th, 307. With her death, it was witnessed that angels took her body to Mount Sinai. In the 6th century, the Emperor Justinian ordered the building of a monastery to be built on Mount Sinai in honor of St. Catherine, which still stands today as the oldest in the world. In 800 AD, word spread that her body was found incorrupt, with her hair still growing and her flesh was still excreting oil as if still alive. Today, her remains do not exist or are not found. St. Catherine, Virgin and Martyr, her feast day is November 25th, and she is the patron saint of students, unmarried girls, and apologists. And Acts chapter 2, 17 through 19 states, "And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Yeah, and on the men servants and my maid servants in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth beneath." And prayer here. My Lord and God, I offer up to you my petition in union with the bitter passion and death of Jesus Christ, your Son, together with the merits of his Immaculate and Blessed Mother, Mary Ever Virgin, and all the saints, particularly with those of the Holy Helper, in whose honor I place this prayer. Look down upon me, Lord, merciful. Grant me, Lord, your grace and your love, and graciously hear my prayer. Amen. And that is the story of St. Catherine of Alexandria. And Lord, we need about 100 of them today. We do. She was amazing. She was, thank you, Lord, for the life of this precious saint and all the saints, Lord, for the kingdom of heaven. Thank you, Lord. And with Saint Catherine, we pray for our priests today throughout the world, unknown Saint Catherines out there that are being raised up for today, and how exciting that is, Lord, because just like Saint Catherine, there are those today that are willing to pick up the cross and follow you, like Saint Catherine, virgin and martyr. And today we don't really think of many young girls beautiful like Saint Catherine as virgin and martyr today, because a lot of girls have kind of lost that sense of holiness and lost that sense of self-respect. But today, because of noble priests and because of strong families, there are Saint Catherines being raised up throughout the world today. Because, Lord, you are Lord. And Our Lady is always reaching out, reach the young and reach those who have a willing heart. And so we pray for our priests. To be those that will lead. So we pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And we pray for our Pope Francis. And we pray for all the clergy today around the world that they would be the voice of our Lord, the bark of Peter, joy is strength, joy is love, joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons, so keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus, and put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinner and to all they meet. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. We must love our neighbor as being made in the image of God and as an object of his love. And we pray for the seminarians. Lord, give our seminarians the grace to follow you more perfectly. When they are lonely or discouraged, fill them with your peace. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make the hearts of our seminarians like yours. Amen. Dear God, please give us strength when we are weak, love when we feel forsaken, courage when we are afraid, wisdom when we feel foolish, comfort when we feel alone, hope when we feel rejected, and peace when we feel we are in turmoil. Amen. Stand strong and hold on. Greetings and peace to you as you prepare to go out into the world in service. We are excited to know that you do so as people of love. The church is truly blessed to have you as a witness of faith, and we have no doubt that as the Spirit dances through and in you, great things will happen. Lord, fill your church with the spirit of courage and love. Raise up worthy ministers for your altars and ardent but gentle servants of the gospel. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And so a good seminarian strives to deepen his prayer life and make that intimate time with the Lord their priority at Holy Mass, with the divine readings, silent contemplation, and the liturgy of the hours. And St. Charles Borromeo, patron of seminarians, was a leading voice of internal reform in the church, stamping out the selling of indulgences and many other abuses. He believed these problems stemmed from ignorant clergy. So he established many seminaries and instituted Sunday school classes for the laity. So the priestly formation program is centered around the four pillars of priestly formation: human, spiritual, intellectual, and pastoral. So we pray for our seminarians, Lord, for the regathering. And we pray for our Bishop, Joseph Naumann. Dear Lord, we thank you for the gift that the bishops are to the church. We ask you to bless all bishops as they carry out the work of leading your church. You have given your church the gift of bishops who have the authority to lead your people. They are the true successors of the apostles. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace them with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion, as they continue to take up their role as our pastor and teacher. And may they be a shepherd after your own heart, who will walk in your ways and with loving care watch over your people. And the work of the bishops in the church is often difficult, and bishops face many problems as they try to heal and lead your people, Lord, faithfully. Some bishops must deal with a lot of division among the people of their diocese over many issues, and bishops must rely on your help to navigate through such division. And we ask you, Lord, to assist all bishops of your church. And we particularly ask today that you help all bishops who are dealing with problems of division in their diocese. And so we pray for the protection of the deposit of faith that is being threatened by the renewed ancient paganism making comebacks throughout the world, particularly in the lands that are supposed to be free, like America and Western Europe. We pray, Lord, that the church, the voice of the church, will be true and steady for all time. And we pray for the leadership of the church, Lord, as we pray for families, with the importance of raising families to love you, Jesus, and Our Lady, to follow you, Lord. That's what makes everything here so important. This time keeps on ticking away, yet the church stands the same. Because Jesus Christ is yesterday, today, and forever the same. And we stand strong with the bark of Peter as we pray for the sacrament of marriage. We pray for holy marriages. We pray for children, Lord. Because so much is being brought up against them today. But we need families to be strong and to stand up for their children and giving them the faith.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children, children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the universal church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of His holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that having experienced here below your heavenly power, along with Saint Sebastian and Saint Nicholas and Saint Catherine of Alexandria and Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna and Saint Philomena and Saint Gianna and Saint Christopher, with Saint Michael the Archangel and Saint Raphael the Archangel and Saint Gabriel the Archangel and Saint Monica and Saint Anthony, all you holy saints and angels in heaven. And Lord, thank you for being our children's refuge and fortress. Lord, being whom they can and should put their trust. Thank you, Lord. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and my horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You save me from the foe. I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. And Lord, we thank you for, we pray for our children and our grandchildren. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And Lord, we pray for the end of abortion. Pray for those, Lord, who have recently passed from this life. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone. In company with Christ, who died and now lives, may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 says, He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. But the old order of things has passed away. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. And may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with His peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Heavenly Father, please hear this prayer for those who have recently passed. We pray for those who have been held hostage in Israel by Hamas in Palestine. And we pray for those who have been murdered in the Ukraine. We pray for the end of terrorism, Lord. We pray for peace. We pray for Israel. Lord, I pray for the souls of those who have recently passed. Please allow them to transition into your heavenly kingdom. Forgive any sins that they have weighing on their soul, and allow them to bask in the light of your grace and mercy so that they can live with you in paradise forever. Amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them, that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for them, admit them, Lord, into your garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. May he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. And like Saint Catherine today, she would be calling on people to make it right. To make it right, to fall in love with Jesus, just as the Virgin Mary. It's interesting that when St. Catherine was baptized, put a ring on her finger. And so, make it right. And fall in love with Jesus. And so, when you fall in love with Jesus, he will raise you up. He will raise you up like he did St. Catherine. Fall in love with Jesus tonight so that you can help us to bring Christ to all those in the world who are so in need of him. So make it right.
Yeah.
Now, if you were to make it right, then, as it was with Saint Catherine, Jesus placed a ring on her finger, and she found all she wanted and needed in Jesus Christ. And also, because Jesus loves you also this much, he wants to bring you home with him to spend eternity with him in paradise. So make it right, as Jesus loves you this much.
Grafted in the vine and nourished by the tree of life, echoes from the word that flesh illuminates the light. Please remember that I committed you long ago. Not just my body, but my mind, and yes, my soul. And though you've sinned, I'll never let you go. So keep holding on to this cross, keep holding on.
And that's why you want to go to Mass to receive the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, divinity, and the sacraments. Go to confession often. Stay clean. Stay in the state of grace. Go to Mass and pray the rosary. When you pray the rosary, Satan hates that with a passion, and he leaves That's a good reason to pray it right there, huh? The rosary. With the rosary, you can win all kinds of battles in your life and around you. The rosary. It's all about God's grace. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the Universal Church, those in my own home, and within my family.
For all the holy souls
And our sneak peek for tomorrow, Stand in the Gap tomorrow, is Saint Columban. Saint Columban, one of the great Irish missionaries who worked the European continent. So tomorrow, Saint Columban will be who will be filling in with us in the Stand in the Gap tomorrow, as we will close for today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And we pray for America. We pray for our soldiers. We pray for our police officers. We pray for our first responders, our EMTs, and our nurses and doctors. We pray for those who serve, Lord. We pray for those who are in need. So we will be back tomorrow on Deeper Truth. Stand in the Gap with Saint Columban tomorrow. So God bless you all out there, and may His grace shine upon you today. Good day.